This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us 2 buy and 1 sell call and also shared his views on Nifty. The October series started with a bang for the benchmark index with a rally of almost 500 points, which closed the index above its 100-day exponential moving average on the daily interval. On September 30th, Nifty 50 remained volatile throughout the day and formed a long-legged dodgy candlestick pattern and closed within the range of the previous day's candle. Currently, Nifty is trading in a very narrow range of 50 and 21-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,170 and 11,290 respectively on a daily timeline. Currently, Nifty is in the second leg of lower high, lower low formation. The first up leg got sold near 61.80% retracement from its previous intermediate high of 11,794 to its intermediate low of 11,185.15. For 2 consecutive days, the index is capped under the 11,300 level, which is also a 61.80% retracement of the immediate high of 11,618 to the immediate low of 10,790.20. In case the index slips below the upper band of the recent positive gap, which is placed near 11,080 levels, a near-term corrective move cannot be ruled out. On the lower side, the benchmark index will find strong support around the 10,800 mark, which is supported by a 100-day exponential moving average on a weekly interval. However, a stable move above its 61.80 retracements placed at 11,300 to 11,350 level will bring back the exuberance of climbing higher levels back in the trade. Bank Nifty is underperforming the broader market, trading in lower high, lower low formation. It has closed below its 50 and 21-day exponential moving average on a daily scale. The RSI is also quoting below 50 levels. Going forward, the major support zone for Bank Nifty will be near 20,600 to 20,500 levels. And the upside is likely to be capped near 22,000 to 22,150 levels. Here are 2 buy and 1 sell call for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Muthoot Finance is the first call, which is a buy call with a target price of ₹1,230. And stop loss is ₹1,075. Upside potential for this call is 9%. On September 29th, the stock prices finally managed to surpass the multiple resistance zones around ₹1,100 to ₹1,110 levels, which eventually confirmed a falling wedge pattern breakout on the daily interval. The recent leg of a strong up move is also supported by strong volumes and it also resembles a strong consolidation breakout. Prices are trading above 50 and 100-day exponential moving average on the weekly chart. The momentum oscillator RSI is reading near 55 levels with positive crossover, which is positive for the counter. The MACD indicator is in positive crossover below the line of polarity, which can be considered as an early trend reversal signal. BSE is the second call, also a buy call with a target price of ₹590, stop loss is ₹510, and upside potential for this call is 9%. After a multi-year prolonged downtrend, BSE has given a breakout of its falling channel pattern on a weekly time frame. The stock has been steadily moving higher since March lows and has already given decent returns. The strong reversal in momentum oscillator RSI from 30 levels has set up a V-shaped reversal and is currently reading near 60 levels with positive crossover on the weekly interval. By observing relative strength on the weekly horizon, one can observe that the stock has been outperforming the benchmark index since June 20. Kotak Mahindra Bank is the third call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹1,190, stop loss is ₹1,315, and downside possibility for this call is 6%. For the last week, Kotak Mahindra Bank has been trading below its trendline resistance on the daily interval. Since the breakdown, the counter has been trading below its short and medium-term exponential moving averages, which is negative for the prices. Bank Nifty has been underperforming Nifty for the last couple of weeks. The MACD indicator has also hinted at losing upward momentum by closing below its line of polarity, with negative crossover on a daily interval. Traders can short the stock in the range of ₹1,265 to ₹1,272. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.